how do we strengthen the intelligence? In general, the intelligence is a function of memory. Basically, if you see the mind, mind takes in inputs from the sensory world. Yesterday I gave the example of a monitor on which inputs come in from the different cameras. So like that, from all the senses, the inputs are coming in to the mind. So those inputs are more or less going to keep coming. With our intelligence, we are meant to perceive, we are meant to actually properly interpret those impressions. Every time I go to a desert, I will see a mirage. I can't avoid that. I will see a mirage. And to me, the mirage will appear like water. But it is by intelligence. This is not water. Now, what has to happen? My intelligence has to remember. The last time I chased after that, and my tongue got burnt. My guide had told me, we'll see mirages, don't chase after them. So a recollection can be based on what we hear, or it can be based on what we have experienced also, either way. So if we say in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna talks about dhyayato vishayan pumsaha, now how from contemplation it leads to self-destruction. So there the sequence is described 2.62 and 63. There is a dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pujayate, sangat sangat jayate kama, kamat krodha vijayate, krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat smriti vibhrama, smriti brahmashat buddhi nasho, buddhi nasyat nasyate. So Krishna says, when is the buddhi destroyed? When smriti brahmashat. When the memory is lost, then the intelligence is destroyed. So intelligence at our level is primarily based on remembrance. Now this remembrance is not just a remembrance of facts. It's not just a recollection. Of some people may have very good memory of facts. Now they may be able to remember mathematics tables, they may be able to countries' capitals. That's all fine. But we want to have recollection which enables us to make healthy moral choices. So that is significantly different. It is different from the, you could say, the intelligence quotients that are measured by various parameters. We have emotional intelligence, we have analytical intelligence, social intelligence, all those are good. They are also based on recollection only. Somebody who has emotional intelligence, they can remember, this person has gone through this, and that's why this person is like this. Let me be sensitive. Other person just forget, this person, what they have gone through, I don't know. Why do I care? It will be like that. So in general, intelligence is based on recollection. And to the extent we increase our recollection, to the extent we will be able to act intelligently. Now with respect to desires, our recollection is also based on our contemplation. That means, I may remember that, say, sense enjoyment leads to misery. But then if I keep contemplating on sense objects, you know what will happen? That will start, that's so enjoyable. And that memory of whatever pleasure we have got through that in the past, even if it is a little pleasure, that memory will over time predominate our consciousness. And the memory of the scriptural statement, which also we have experienced, we will forget that. So basically, when Krishna says, I give remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness, on what basis does he give it? He gives it based on our desire. So if we have a desire, strong desire to connect with Krishna, then he will give us remembrance of his message, his beauty, and over a period of time, he will give us forgetfulness of worldly impressions. And that's how we will become purified. But if we have a strong desire to enjoy the material world, then Krishna will give us remembrance of how enjoyable this world is. And he will make us forgetful of the consequences of that enjoyment, and he will make us also forgetful of the scriptural teachings that we have heard. So that's why what we can do is, at least during the time when we are aware, in good consciousness, that time we try to cultivate a good desire. Cultivate a pure desire as much as possible. And then by seeing that pure desire, Krishna will give us the remembrance at the right time. And that remembrance will be the basis of our intelligence. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.